Santa. Is Santa Claus sacred? Recently, a minister went to a mall during Christmas season and told the children waiting in line to see Santa that he's not real. At least one of the parents accosted him physically to get him to shut up. As someone who grew up with the Santa myth, I must admit that it was an exciting part of Christmas. But as I really think about it, the excitement was about receiving gifts on Christmas Day. It really had nothing to do with Santa or elves or reindeer. The origins of Santa are found in Western culture, primarily with St. Nicholas, who was a gift giver around AD 400. The basic principle is that Santa keeps track of our good and bad deeds and provides gifts to those who are good while ignoring those who are bad. Juxtapose this concept with that of Jesus, the greatest giver of all time. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And Romans 5:8 says, "But God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Note that the gift of God is to everyone and that it is not dependent on our being good. There are several problems with the Santa myth. Number one, it is a myth portrayed as truth. Number two, it has been associated with Christ. Number three, by association, the gift of God is tied to behavior. Number four, at some point everyone stops believing in Santa. Mysticism and mythology have a long history. Both of these realms conflict with the truth. Jesus came preaching that we must change the way we think. He revealed the love and grace and power of God that is extended to each of us regardless of our condition. Give gifts and celebrate. This is of God. Use the gift giving to teach your children about the love of God who gave the greatest gift. Teach them to trust Him and you by never deceiving them.